In the studio with me, I've got Pat Waters.
What's up, dude?
We've been having a good time. I've been having a good time catching up with Pat, man. Talking about the family. Now, you said, go over this with me again. On the coaching situation.
Yeah, I have my oldest son is graduated college now and back in our hometown, and he coaches and teaches there at Bridgeport, Texas. And I have a junior that's 10 years younger than him that he coaches in football and baseball. So we have some battle royales over at my house every night. That's a stupid call, you know. I'm like,
yeah.
So mama's got to run interference for him.
So, like, if somebody doesn't get enough time, say, in the game, does that come up later on?
Oh, yeah. Everything's Big Brother's fault.
Oh, of course.
And of course, you know, when he drops a pass, Big Brother says, hey, I ain't out there one making a play. That's a stupid call. You run me right into two linebackers.
I bet Thanksgiving is a hoot at your place, man.
Oh, it's a blast. It's a blast. Really. And I wouldn't trade it for anything, man. It's cool.
Gotcha. Now, yeah. Now, Pat is in the studio, not just to talk about family, but Pat's in the studio because he's got a single out, Like a Radio, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a cool song that was pitched to me by a buddy of mine. And it basically talks about this guy, and he's talking about his significant other, and he's comparing her to a radio. You know, sometimes she wants to talk, sometimes she wants to rock, you know, and she's a lot like a radio. So, it's not like Tuning Tokyo deal, you know.
And if you're watching on the webcam, you know exactly what we're talking about. You saw. He gave us a physical demonstration of. Yeah. See, this is why you need to go to KECOFM.com or download the free KECO apps. You never miss a moment like that. And if you're watching on the webcam, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Hey, so the song was pitched to you.
Yeah, it's a great song. You know, I write a bunch of my stuff but I don't have such an ego as an entertainer that, you know, my deal is I want the best possible songs I can get. And I don't care if I wrote them or if, you know, Joe wrote them. I don't care.
I got
you. As long as it's something that I can relate to and it's something I'm passionate about. And, you know, I'll put it on my record. You know?
Well, that's what I was going to ask, you know. And so what is the criteria then when somebody pitches you a song? I mean, what are you looking for to say, yeah, okay, I'll put my name on it? Because that's kind of a big deal, isn't it? I mean, because you're kind of putting your name, your brand, and everything like that on this song that somebody pitched to you. It's got to live up to something.
I mean, absolutely.
There's some kind of cut it's got to make, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's got to be something definitely that I can relate to first and foremost, because, you know, you can't deliver a passionate performance if it's something you don't believe in.
Right, okay.
So that's one of the things. And then, you know, musically and lyrically, it's got to have hooks. It's going to catch, you know, if they catch my ear, I'm pretty slow, so I know it'll catch, you know, a lot of people's ears.
Right,
so,
gotcha.
You know, if they got good hooks lyrically and musically and you know, it's just, you know, if it makes you feel good, you know, that's what music's about, you know, and I want something that I can take and deliver a performance and have somebody span the emotions, you know.
Right on.
You know, so that's what we're looking for.
Now, when you take a song like this that was pitched to you, and do you go and put your own twist on it, or do you take it pretty much as it was pitched to you?
Well, you know, it's different depending on the song. You know, it's like a title track off one of my albums is a song that I never have cut as a single, but it's called Right Where I Belong. And it's a great song, but the demo that I got was a rock and roll song.
Gotcha.
So I basically went in and put some steel guitar in it and some fiddle and changed it up. So it just depends on what the demo's cut like to make it fit my style. You know, I'm a steel guitar fiddle guy, you know, traditional country music is what I like and kind of blows my skirt up, so that's what I throw on there.
Now you're gonna have to go to our Facebook page to get a picture of Pat Waters in just a little bit and just imagine Pat pulling a Marilyn Monroe somewhere.
That's exactly right. Who turned the fan on?
Let's take in the single. Here's Like a Radio, Pat Waters on the Back Roads of 96.5 KECO.
Love to listen, it ain't that hard. Always music to my ears. I hear it coming in loud and clear. It's a sad one, better hold her tight. Get a signal later on that night. She's feeling better, she's lost those blues. Can't you tell by the way she grooves? My baby's heart is like the rain. Playing something soft and slow.
close while she soothes my soul. My baby's heart is like the radio. Static's all right with me. Turn around and let her be. Crank her up, then we sing along to our favorite country song. My baby's heart is like the radio. I tune her in and I just never know. She might be playing something soft and slow. While she soothes my soul, my baby's heart is like a radio. While she soothes my soul, my baby's heart is like the radio. I listen close while she soothes my soul. My baby's heart is like the radio.
There it is. Pat Waters, like a radio, on the back roads of 96.5 KECO. Now, I guess instead of us sitting here reminiscing about, you know, days before there were a million radio promoters and everything Texas country got real big.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really exploded. I mean, there are tons of promoters, tons of artists now. And it's like, this started. Somebody was asking me the other day, how long has the back roads been going on? Like 4 years, over 4 years. And they couldn't believe it. And, as they're one of these people that listens every day, couldn't believe it. And 4 years ago, there weren't the number of emails, the number of phone calls. It's huge.
Yeah, it is a huge market, and just continues to grow. I can remember, and there's like four or five main players that were promoters. You know, and now I run into people at Walmart, and I'm like, dude, what do you do? I'm a promoter. Really?
Pretty much that's how it goes.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Are you working? Oh, yeah. Everybody?
There's a hustler everywhere, man.
Yeah, I guarantee it.
There are. It's crazy because, yeah, it's pretty much how it is. But you can run into somebody anywhere. It's like, what do you do? Well, I'm a promoter.
That's right. How many artists do you promote? 30.
Yeah.
Well, dude, how are you getting all your calls in?
Yeah.
What calls?
How do you promote? How do you promote 30 people?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right. We can do one of two things now, Pat. We can either just go ahead and go with an acoustic performance, if you'd like. We can take a break, give you time to gather yourself.
No, I'm cool.
I'll grab the sixth string.
All
grab
right,
it, man. Let's talk a bit about what you're going to do on the acoustic guitar. Tune in. Watch Pat on the webcam. You can do it via the app, the KECO app. Go to your app store, search for 96.5 KECO. Download the free app. Watch our in-studio performances or do so at KECOFM.com. What tune are you going to play for us, Pat?
You know, I always get to do my own stuff, and they're like my babies, you know, and I love doing them. But, you know, when I do these radio interviews, I like to kind of throw some stuff off the wall, just stuff that I learned driving up here. And this song I want to do is actually...
The crazy look in his eyes when he said, stuff I learned on the way up here.
Yeah,
I see you scrolling through your phone, looking at chord charts.
Yeah,
like,
actually...
Helter Skelter, The Beatles, I'll do that one.
Yeah, I don't remember... I don't remember the name of this song, but it sounded good. I have a little jukebox, you know, battery operated with cassette tapes. That's what I play in my truck. No, I'm teasing. It's an old Randy Travis. That's actually the title track off his very first record he put out in the early 80s called Storms of Life. So I'd like to do that for you, if you don't mind.
Well, you know what, Pat? I think I'll allow it in your instance,
right,
Pat.
Man.
I think you're a good guy. I dig it. You're going to play some Randy Travis. Why not? All right, here we go. Here's Pat Waters on the back roads at KECO.
Here's a dirty piece of cardboard that reads Montgomery Ward. A taped across the window, a mouthful. A six-pack on the front seat, and a box of chicken wings. I'm dialing cross radio for a song that I can sing. I better change my wandering ways. I know I've seen my better days. Always getting high when I get low. But left my soul out in the rain. Lord, what a price I've had to pay. The storms of life are washing me away. An old man passed to back a sign, fading on the bond, bringing back sweet memories of Mama's farm. When love was just a country girl that lived on down the road. You know, Brandon, she almost had me turned around, but that was years ago. Better change my wandering ways. I know I've seen my better days. Always getting high when I get low. But I left my soul out in the rain. Lord, what a price I've had to pay. The storms of life are washing me away. Yeah, the storms of life are washing me away.
I can dig it, man.
Thank you, man.
It's good. It's good stuff.
That's good stuff right there.
That's good stuff. You don't like that, I can't fix it.
That's exactly right. If you don't like it, I'll do it again.
All right, Pat, where can everybody keep up with you, brother?
You know, you can go to our website. It's the easiest way instead of telling you four or five different social media sites. If you go to my website, which is patwaters.com, and that's P-A-T-W-A-T-E-R-S, just like you drink with an S.com, on my homepage will be links to my social media. Please, folks, go out there and click my Facebook page, my band page. Like it. It is very important in today's market. Got to have as many likes as I want when the booking agents and the labels start talking to you. That's one of the things they look at.
Oh,
so,
no joke. Yeah, it's crazy, man. Yeah, it's really crazy. I mean, here we go. Here's a fun fact. Let's see. What is it? On Facebook, like a video, right? Because, I mean, what's his name? What's his name got a big, giant record deal because of one video he posted to Facebook.
Yeah, and was that kids?
Yeah, I know.
Scooter.
And so
Scooter Hooter.
Just call him Scooter. Scooter posts a video to Facebook, gets himself a big record deal. I can't remember the guy's name. What was that? Like Kane Brown. I think it was Kane Brown or something like that.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
Kane Brown, that's
that might be it. Yeah. Gets like millions of views or whatever, right? Do you know how long you have to watch a Facebook video before it counts as a view?
No.
3 seconds.
Really?
That's it.
Wow.
That's it. And that's what everybody's looking at now. It's like all this stuff on like Facebook and junk. And
I'm going to tell you folks,
Pat,
out there,
I'm going to help you out, man. Make yourself a video. Make it real interesting for like 5 seconds. That's really all you got to put into it is 5 seconds. And then buy up a whole bunch of Facebook likes. Pat, we'll see you over at Atlantic Records.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. Can I do that in a truck on the way to the next interview? You know, it's crazy. I'm not going to mention any names, but I got approached by a large booking agent in the state of
right,
Texas.
Yeah.
And they were interested in booking me in some of the larger venues that I already play, by the way. And they said that they will not look at me any further until I have $100,000 worth of gross revenue worth of bookings a month and 20,000 Facebook likes.
Wow.
I said, dude, why do I need you?
Yeah.
If I got to have all that.
You've already won.
I got 20,000 likes and I'm playing. I don't need you. I'll do it on my own.
You've already won the game.
Oh, here, dude. Let me give you 15% of nothing. I'm like, dude, come on. But it's very important. It really is.
So. Yeah, it is.
So y'all go out there and like us, and man, we'll love you for it. And I tell you what you need to do. You need to go to a show. And if there's any place in Oklahoma that you would love to bring Pat Waters and a Chain Link Band out to.
The Chain Link Band. I dig that.
You know, let me tell you why I call it the Chain Link Band.
Tell me why,
I knew
Pat.
You were going to ask.
Tell me why, Pat.
You know, I'm an old college football player, and everything to me is a team aspect.
Right.
And I was telling you about my ego a while ago, which is pretty much non-existent. Okay. I could sing a little bit, big whoop-de-doo, you know.
Gotcha.
So if my guys are out loading equipment, I get off the bus and I help them, man. I mean, right, that's it. Because I'm a firm believer, you surround yourself with good people, good things will happen. And that's what I try to do. But you're also only as good as your strongest, your weakest link in your chain. So that's why I named it the chain link band. Because I do not want to be that weak link.
Right, I got you.
So that's why it's that way. And it's just a reminder that it's a team atmosphere. And I can't do it without my guitar player, my bass player, my drummer.
Right.
So it kind of keeps you grounded. Every time you see Pat Waters in a chain link band, I think, you know what? This is a team. That's why it's called that.
Wow.
Man, things like, you really didn't want to know.
Like here we're soaring, like, you know, and I'm thinking, oh man, here we go, chain link band, hit me with it. And well, that was a really motivational moment, Pat.
Well, thank you, man. You need a Kleenex?
I wish I had. That was. Like, I was thinking, man, I might need a picture of you in the band, just like put it in that, and like a motivational poster type thing.
You know, I do that kind of stuff a lot, but I'd probably send you one.
All right, sounds good. PatWaters.com?
Hey, yes, sir. PatWaters.com.
PatWaters.com is where your adventure begins with Pat Waters and the Chainlink Band. Thank you so much for coming in, brother.
Hey, brother, I appreciate it, and thank you for having time for me, and thanks to everybody out there for loving each other, man. Y'all keep it up.
Oh, we'll do. Go find Pat Waters at PatWaters.com. We got more of today's best, yesterday's favorites, that homegrown country on the way. We get that full weather update coming up in just a few. We've got more showers and thunderstorms on the way on ATS Thursday on the back roads at 96.5 KECO.
I enjoy the fact that you mix the old and